What's up, everybody? We have a bonus episode here in the Lefties Lounge. As always, Ron Newkirk and Mr. Krafik. What's up, man?
What's up?
Nothing, dude. I'm excited about this bonus episode. Again, it's brought to you by B&B Golf. Cover your game in style. Go check them out. We said a little bit about them before. BnBGolf.com. And promo code Lefty15 to get your 15% off. Putter covers are great, man. And then, yeah, just keep eating, baby. So we're doing this bonus episode. We took the time out and we interviewed all the guys. You basically heard what we had to say yesterday. And today is just going to get to know them and just really how they're feeling. It may seem a little repetitive, maybe. We say a lot of the same questions, but it's just to get everybody's viewpoint of the same things, basically. So it's going to be great. There's a lot of chatter. I know you had a good time too.
There's a lot of chatter. Yeah, first, let me apologize for my audio on yesterday's episode. So we're the IT team's working on that. But
yeah, for sure.
A lot of chatter today. I actually Photoshopped a post from Fairview that was from 2012. And we put in the group chat that Fairview was closed on Thursday because of a sprinkler head problem. And I Photoshopped a Facebook post from Fairview and put it in the group that said, like, closed for sprinkler prob, open on Saturday, reopen Saturday.
Yeah, because Dave and Shaw are playing. And the best part about this whole thing is that Shaw called Fairview to make sure that they're still open. So the mental missiles are flying. Love the chatter that's going on. And again, had a great time interviewing everybody, and we're just going to get right into it. So,
all right, we're going to go through it power ranking order. So Brett's going to be the first one up. Real quick, though, before we get into the interviews, make sure to keep listening at the end. We are going to give the Lefty Lounge bold takeies. We each have five or six of them. It's going to be our hot takes on the tournament, so you're definitely going to want to hang around to see those. But enjoy the interviews. We're going to start with Brett right here.
Champ, welcome back to the Lefties Lounge, man. It has been quite some time. How the hell are you?
Good, man. Doing well. Excited. Keep my head straight. Let's go.
Yeah. How are you boys doing? Just as good as always, dude, just plugging away. And we're getting close to the Masters. Yeah. Tomorrow we're recording this Thursday before. Yeah. So about a week and a day. I see
almost
you have your
inside the bubble, you know?
Yeah. Your jacket is on as I've been wearing for everyone's. I see yours has, it does seem like yours has a little bit more wear in it.
Just yeah, it had to be worn winning. 3 years.
Yeah, so for those that don't know, you are a three-time Masters champion. You're defending champion right now. So the first question, where's your game at? How are you feeling? And is your handicap still as low as it was when we last talked to you? I think you're in the single digits.
Yeah, I believe I'm still there. Okay. What's wild? Usually my driving game is good. It's been horrible lately, but my putting game has been good, which is completely the opposite of my normal game.
It's safe to say you're not in the right, in a good space, and you might lose this year.
Nah, I wouldn't say that. Take it up where I put it down. That's all I'm saying. I hope I play well. I hope everybody plays well. I just hope everybody doesn't play as well as me.
Where's the driver going right now?
Well, anywhere but where I want it to, really. Left, 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 which it never goes left.
I was going
to
say, it's always a baby fade.
Well, not really a baby fade. It just fades, but.
Baby makes it sound better. Even that's any fade.
Yeah, I don't know. At Candlewood have been going with a lot of irons because of that, but. I don't know. Last week was all right. Starting to get it back on track. Hopefully next week we go hammer down.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't played in forever, so I'm excited just to get back at it. What yeah, out of the
got a good
out of the
group?
Yeah, it's gonna be great. Out of the two courses, though, where do you think you're gonna make your hay? What's your favorite course out of the two?
I like them both. Obviously, Candlewood I'm most comfortable with. I know where to put the ball, know where, you know, I just play that every week. So that's hopefully – you got to make your ground there. You can't give it up there. But Fairview, haven't played in a while. But
yeah. Have you played this year yet?
I've played there twice early, but okay. Not in a couple. So.
Yeah. That's crazy. I feel like I'm the only one that hasn't played there. I feel like I'm behind the eight ball.
Especially this time of year with, like, all the groves, you know, being in between fairways, that's going to be an issue. I don't know. You got to keep it in play. It's going to be small ball, I feel. I don't know.
Yeah.
Depending on how cold it is. I don't know. There's a lot of elements. We're not even into match week yet, and everybody's brain's turning. It's crazy.
Well, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm excited to hear that your driver is giving you a little problem. So
alert.
This is I'm speaking on behalf of the whole Masters, and I'm pretty sure if anybody else wins but you, it's going to be a good year. So we're really this is a good question that we've been asking everybody. Who gives you the least amount of worry when it comes to the Masters? It could be the old guy, it could be a new guy, but who are you not worried about at all in this tournament?
You mean, like, in terms of, like, winning it or whatever?
Or just competing or – yeah.
That's hard to say.
I'll just be honest.
I don't even know who – I don't even know the eighth dude, like, your buddy.
Yeah, Frankie.
Frankie, I don't know him, so – I'm going to take him as a grain of salt, I guess. I don't know.
All right. We'll That's see what fair. Happens. We were hoping you'd say Hammy, but.
No, I don't know. Hammy, oh, man. He's been like a light switch lately, up and down. I don't know what's going on. It'll probably be 69 Saturday, come out with a 120 Sunday. Be like, yeah. Right?
Ridiculous. So, follow up question. Besides yourself, who do you think has the best chance of winning?
Ooh. Obviously, you're going to put myself there. I'm not going to put myself behind a ball, but you two definitely I always have in the back of my head for sure. When I play with you two, the two lefties coming, ooh, it's tough when you guys are on.
Tough. That's it, man.
Great answer.
I'm just great answer for this. And I guess we'll just finish it up with your honest expectations. What's going to be a good Masters? Are you expecting to win again? And do you think you could honestly get a four-peat?
I mean, anything's possible. last year, coming down to it, I shouldn't have won. I just finished the stretch and it happened. So, I mean, that didn't even happen. Late in the second round, so
yeah
if I play well, I mean, beat me.
that's been your motto pretty much since day one. If I play well, come and get me.
All right, Brett, I got one last question. As a newcomer, is this quote-unquote CT Masters pressure real?
It is what you make it, you know, but I feel like we're all involved so deeply, and it's just, it's one of those things that we're not actually playing on Masters weekend this year, but it's one of those things that, like, you kind of think you're a pro that weekend, even though you're not. that etiquette, you know?
That's a fantastic answer.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was the perfect answer.
All right, man. Well, I think we're going to wrap it up and, we'll see you probably on the Masters.
Rock, can I ask you one question?
Oh, of course. Yeah, of course.
Are we going to see you on, like, NBC with that part, with, the, like, all the shit in back of you? Like, in some broadcast or something?
Yeah. I'm just hoping that somebody picks this up on YouTube. And yes, this is an NBC part, okay? This
is an
NBC part.
I love that.
Brett, I love you, man. And we'll see you soon. David Lyon, the champion, the arborist. How the hell are you, man? Glad to have you back on the Lefty's Lounge.
I am doing great. Glad to be here.
So last time that you were on, it was before you won the club championship. We haven't had you on since, so congratulations on that, first and foremost.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, you're very welcome. We have you here. You're a board member, founding father. You have made this beautiful thing.
Yes. I can't wait till I have it in my house.
Yeah, we'll see about that. But anyways, yeah, very excited. We got a couple days left to the Masters. Just give us a clue on where your game is, how you're feeling going into what is your now fifth major.
Well, last few weeks we're struggling. Played a shamble this weekend with ABCD. Felt good. Game was good. Went low. I know they had some help off the tee, but everything else was feeling good. So I'm actually – confidence is high right now. I'm ready to go.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if a shamble was the best for us to play in before going to the Masters, because I feel like everybody's playing lights out golf right now. Lights out golf, you know? yeah, so just for the people, we haven't really explained it. We played a shamble, which – you get to – everybody drives, and then you pick your best drives, but you do have to play your best ball in – or your own ball in, sorry. Yep. So you still have to – you still know whether you're playing good. So that is good that you are playing well. And I hear you're getting putting lessons this week.
Yes. I'm not going to discuss too much on camera, but I got somebody flying. It's going to be epic.
Well, that's exciting. I'm glad that you're changing stuff up right before the biggest tournament of the year.
I want to do big changes day before.
Yeah. this is kind of personal. How much does this tournament mean to you? I know this is our fifth year now. We're finally moving it to eight people. What's this move mean? And just what does the tournament mean in general to you?
I actually think the move puts more pressure on.
Yep.
But I'm trying to go in, just play my game like I do every other tournament or anything else. Just kind of go in, play my game, let the chips fall. I think I'm going to step up the trash talk this year just to make sure the rookies know it. But other than that, I'm just going to go in, play my game.
Okay. That was very similar to the last time we asked you that similar question. And you ended up winning. So there's a couple people out there that might be nervous for you.
does it scare you at all that there's a lot of people talking about you being the possible favorite?
Not really.
No.
I try not to think about that end. I know I'm getting the most strokes out of anyone, and it bothers everybody. So as long as I throw a decent number out there Saturday, I know half the people will be pissed off and won't think about anything else. So yeah, that's all I want to do.
I raised my hand, yeah.
No, listen, I hope you play well Saturday too, because we're in the same cart, so.
That's listen, true.
I don't need to
bring things up. Our cart's going low. That's all I have to say.
That's right.
I don't need to bring things up, but I know bridges aren't your thing, so that's at the tail end of the Masters, and we'll see how it goes. We don't have to go any deeper.
Well, I will say we used my drive on 15 and I birdied it this weekend. So,
okay.
If I even split the difference between the birdie and the 12, I'll be happy.
Yeah. You'd have to go pretty high on the other hole to get where you were.
Exactly.
So we've been asking everybody out of the two courses, what is your favorite? I know you play it. You're in the league at Candlewood, obviously. But do you have a favorite out of these two, Fairview or Candlewood?
I would say familiar-wise, I would say Candlewood, obviously. But I love Fairview. I haven't played it in over a year. So I'm a little worried about that. But I love Fairview because it's hard to get in real trouble. And yeah. I think it helps somebody that can scramble.
Leaves are going to be an issue this year, though. That's going to be the big problem.
That is for sure.
Yeah. So next one up, beside yourself, who do you think is going to win?
As much as I don't want to say a newbie, I think Krafik's got a good shot at it.
God, everybody's saying that.
Yeah, but the thing is that because none of you want Brett to repeat, which is totally fair. He's won it the last 3 years. So I'm
yeah, or they're just seeing the constant videos of you playing golf everywhere.
Erroneous.
Yeah, I'm at the rate. Can't go out today, range day. that's funny. We've definitely gotten a lot of graphics. Brett's up there, and yourself is you're scaring some people. But on the other hand, who is the person that least scares you?
Mark, not worried one bit.
Snap call. Everybody's just been snap answering. I love this question. And I'm sure, I mean, everyone by now, I think, knows why you're picking Mark.
I watched the train wreck.
Yeah.
In front of, and I didn't even have to say anything. So I'm pretty sure, as big as this tournament is, if he's in the lead on Sunday, somebody's going to be chirping. He's going to be even worse.
Yeah, you're going to have to get – I think the mental warfare this weekend is going to get really, really tough. And only the strong are going to survive.
I'm telling you right now, if I'm in the second group and someone's in the lead that I don't want to win, I'm going to quit and go to the first group and start talking.
That's dedication. I like that.
I'm going to be the first DNF and watch the rest of the tournament.
That is so funny. Well, Kraft, you got anything for him before we do the last question?
What are you hitting off the first take?
I'm hitting baby draw, hitting it to the green.
Yes.
Okay. Right now, how many quarters are we betting that you're not doing this? I'm putting down as many as will make you feel uncomfortable. I don't.
Actually, 1,000 to 1.
Yeah, 1,000 to 1.
The fact that I think it's absolutely impossible, I will never be nervous.
Yeah. Right.
Oh my God, I love that.
The only bet that would change my club selection is not in the woods.
Yeah.
Because I just hit wedge, won't hit woods, and I'll make some money.
Yeah.
We might get wow, this is gonna be good. So last question. What is your honest expectations for this Masters? What are you gonna be able to walk away this weekend and be like, okay, I did all right?
If I shoot 100 or less, if I don't shoot over a 102 either day, I'm going to be happy.
I feel like
that's a solid round for me, and it's going to make somebody play good to beat me.
Oh, you'll be in contention. Yeah.
I like that. You didn't even say like a place that you need to finish. I like that score.
I'm focusing on me. If I go out there, don't blow up my own game, just make somebody beat me.
That's nice. That's a good way to look at it, man. That's why you're scary. So, all right. Well, thank you for coming on. And I think the next time we see you is going to be in the battlefield.
Can't wait. Thanks for having me.
What's up, guys? We have Frankie O'Brien here with us in the Lefties Lounge. For the very first time, this is a guy who it's his first time at the Masters. Doesn't really know. We haven't seen him in 15 years, but he's come back in our life. He is. He's actually our producer for the Lefties Lounge. He does a lot of behind the scenes work. And can we give him just a little round of applause? Hey, Frankie, welcome, man. It's your first
What's
time.
What's up, guys?
How do you feel?
Yo, it feels good, man. First, I want to thank the board for letting me in, you know, first and foremost. This has been awesome. It's given me some motivation for quarantine, that's for sure.
That's awesome. And the board wishes you well when you're coming. I'm speaking on behalf of the board. we're just going to get right into a couple questions. Where's your game at? What's your handicap? How you feel going into the probably the biggest tournament of your life?
Yeah, biggest tournament, first time I've ever played by myself in a tournament, that's for sure. Like, no scramble or match play. So, I tell you what, I'm a little nervous, that's for sure.
Okay.
Games in normal. Yeah, games in a weird place, I would say.
It's a normal.
Okay. Yeah. Honest, I like how
this is going. Up and downs. So, my handicap's at a 15. I got as low as, like, a 14.4 this year. But I started the year at, like, a 16-ish, so, like, I'm about in the middle, I would say. The thing is, I shot like an 88 2 weeks ago, which I was really pumped about. And then like I followed up with like a 96. So we're a little worried. I tell you, I'm a head case on the first hole. So that's where my mind's at. That few shot is going to tell a lot about how those 2 days is going to go.
Whether you're behind the camera or really playing.
Yeah, exactly. Whether I'm really concentrating on video or if I'm concentrating on winning the thing. Yeah. Right.
What are you hitting off one?
It's what, dude, I'm going back and forth. So I played there. I played there in July and played one of the best rounds of my life.
Okay.
And I shot at 85, but I three putted, I think, 6 or 7 times. So I was like, I think I hit like 10 or 11 greens in regulation. Like I was on. It was like my best round of the summer.
Flex.
And yeah. I hit a 3-wood on one. And I was like on the left side there. I had a tree in my way, but like I was in the rough. Like I was fine. But now I'm just like, I have to hit driver because I'm so much more confident actually hitting my driver, like just making contact.
Because
you know,
the
like,
face is bigger?
Yes, like literally that's it. Like I don't care if I'm in the woods, like whatever. I just don't want to hit it 2 feet off the fucking thing with everyone watching.
Yeah. Oh my God! You don't know half the field and the other guys you haven't seen or played golf with ever. So
I don't know. Really. Yeah, I don't
the
know.
Nerves are just, I could see your nerves creeping up into your.
Yeah, it's already getting to me. Like I need to like chill out. I don't know six. I think I don't know 5-8 guy or yeah 5. I don't know. I don't know the Lions, Shaw, or Brett.
Yeah.
So
that's, I mean, they're all good guys. You're gonna love them. They're gonna love you.
And you're in group two. You're in group two.
Yeah, the good thing is I'm in group two. Yeah. I'm playing with two guys I do know.
Yeah, it couldn't have worked out better for you.
Yeah, and I'm playing with Hammy, so you know that's also encouraging.
Exactly.
For more than
I think I already I think I know the answer to this question already with your best round being played there. But what course do you like more? Because obviously you played both of them.
Yeah. So I play. I usually play Fairview like twice a year. I go up with my pops. That's like we do like an annual thing up there.
Oh,
like
nice.
Four of us. So that was my round this year. And I usually play in the Norm Art tournament up there every year. I got that scholarship way back when. So,
oh, nice.
But that's a scramble or whatever. So I think I like Fairview better. I've never played well at handicap, like or at Candlewood, like. I've played it a million times, but I can't score there. So that worries me on day two a little bit.
I'm just writing all these down for the power.
Yeah.
I'm getting a lot of info.
This is very revealing. This is more revealing than our group text.
Yeah, exactly. Like this is.
Yeah, you guys are getting a lot out of me right here. I'm going to run here.
So I know you don't know everybody, but you know enough. Besides yourself, who do you think has the best chance to win?
Well, I don't think I have the best chance. So,
we've already, we've decided that.
I think Krafik does probably have the best chance. Cause I think his 11, which is honest. And I believe that. I think he's probably better than that.
I have no comment.
Yeah. I think he can
he's been playing the most golf.
Right. And
hands down.
I would say though the really high handicappers scare the shit out of me because just off all the group texts and stuff watching that 23 and 26 they shoot 100 they shoot 95 they're gonna win I think that's and their previous scores say that too so like they're I would say Krafik number one but those other guys I don't know I mean can't count them out that's true.
So piggyback, who's your least favorite or least
Hammy.
Yeah, snap answer. I love it.
I know him, so like that helps that pick a little bit. But I can't really picture him being very good at golf. A and B, he an 18 handicap. Is he playing at 18? Yeah, like that's not a great number, I don't think, for him.
You in the middle.
Like if he shoots like he said, like the few things I've heard, if he shoots 100, he's fucked. You know, like there's like whereas if Mark or Dave shoot 100, like they're gonna be right in it. So like I think that not only do I think he's gonna choke because that's all I hear about him in this tournament. Yeah. But
also, Hamilton, they don't call it for a reason.
Yeah. But his handicap screws him too. Like that doesn't help him at all.
All right, Krafik, you got anything else before I get to the last one?
No, I just relax on the tee ball. Don't be afraid to hit 3-wood. I'm hit now that you said that, I'm gonna hit 3-wood to make you feel better. You can hit 3-wood.
Yeah. I got a range session tomorrow, so I will after that range session, I will tell you it'll tell me everything I need to know. Let's whether I'm hitting driver all day or 3-wood all day.
Yes.
So last question I got, your honest expectations for this. We got 8 guys. What will make a good weekend for you? What will you feel happy with?
Well, for pod purposes, great footage, guys.
Oh, what a great answer.
That is definitely one thing. I hope we get awesome fucking footage so we can make a sick video. But no, I mean, dude, just get to know these guys, have some fun, have some drinks, dude. Like, I mean, obviously I want to win and I want to shoot well, but I don't know. I play golf for other reasons, you know?
So. I like it a lot.
I'm going to have a drink in my hand as soon as I get there and have a drink when I
next year. Once you get your feet wet, I think next year we'll have a different,
Get comfortable. You know, I'm the newbie. I'm going to, you know, I don't text a lot in the group because the first time I texted, I swung and missed because people, I don't know what the hell was that. Looking send a funny, that's what I thought was a funny gift, but I guess not.
Oh, the crickets.
Crickets. I mean, thought that was a good, you know, golf joke.
It was. I'll give it to you, but I wasn't going to be the first one to respond. That's for sure. All right, man. Well, thanks for coming on. And a couple more days. We'll see you.
Yeah, we'll see you. Are we riding up together? Is that the plan?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
It'll be good. Marcus, welcome back to the Lefty's Lounge. Special times are coming. How the hell are you, man? It's been a little while.
Yeah, it's been a little while. Glad to be back on the show, man. Been listening. You guys are doing a great job.
Thank you.
The technical advances you guys got going on.
Yeah, it's nice to finally see you when we're doing this. You've been on a couple times, and this is the first time we've actually been able to see each other and have like a real conversation. So it should be pretty fun.
Definitely, man.
So with the Masters, we're just going to get right into it. With the Masters approaching, just how's your game? How do you feel about it? We're about a week and a half away from when we're recording this. What's your feeling on it?
I'm feeling pretty good. Shot under 100 again the last time out.
Let's go.
Okay.
That's okay. Good. I've been doing some grinding here at the house.
Mentally as well, I hear.
And working the putter, trying to get rid of those demons. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Everything I can is a teaching aid, boys.
Yeah. Yeah, we saw that. You sent us a picture and you're using your son Ripken's little car mat, right?
Yeah.
I think it might have been an airport or some sort of straightaway for a car. Exactly. That's all. I'm glad you're taking it seriously because you might be able to get one of these. One day.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if anybody's noticed. I'm wearing the Masters jacket, the first ever one given out, but it's not a big deal. Anyways, you were a part of the original group, the text. This is always a big thing. It's been 4 years without you. You had a beautiful little daughter on Masters weekend, and you've dealt with birthday parties ever since. This November, Masters has sparked us to grow, and you're finally in. So how does it feel to be back? What does it mean to you? Or like you got to be happy.
It means a lot, dude. Like I'm pumped. It was something that, like, I think originally it was me, you, and Hammy kind of throwing some stuff around. And I think when I was on, I was okay to go until my daughter was 2 weeks early. Yeah. And Dave stepped in, and Dave's got the spot since. So
yeah, it's one of those things that just sucks. But you're back. You get. I'm glad to have you and the three other new guys. I guess the next question is who besides yourself, who do you think is gonna win or who has the best chance to win?
I mean, Mr. Krafik up there has been grinding. I see him putting in a lot of work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe you just a little bit.
You don't want to go with anybody that might have dealt with the Masters pressure before or maybe has a green jacket.
Good Abe Lincoln kind of stuff, and he's putting all his scores into his handicap. It's going to be tough for him to actually beat his handicap because he should be going down.
You know, that's always up for debate, and I've kind of been hinting at that too. I'm not sure if – you know, he keeps a Grint app, and it's it seems suspect to me, however – you know, we're all trustworthy men here, and we're going to have to see what happens.
Yeah, he's all official, baby.
Yeah, well, he's also going to have to deal with the pressure. The Masters pressure is unlike any other. I can't wait for you guys to get out there, and especially you, Mark. It's been a long time coming.
I mean, but like, you got to look out for, like, somebody like Dave, like the higher handicap guys, too. Because
sure. Who would you say you're least afraid of?
Hammy.
that might be a popular answer.
You want to know something though? It is going to be a popular answer because he is he hasn't had a. I'm not trying to shoot him in the foot yet, but he is. He's never had a finish above third in a four-man tournament. So. Good answer,
Mark. Yeah. Mark, do you think that the weather is going to have any effect on this tournament?
I think so because it depends on what the weather is going to be that weekend. Because it's that part of time, it could be warm, or it could
possible,
or it could be cold. And like I played the other day and it was cold, and the ball just was not going anywhere. And for the most part, all of us hit it pretty good. And it's going to turn into more of a longer iron game after any – or like an accuracy off your tee shot instead of trying to just get it down there. You have to put it in some spots. But
so what out of the two courses, Fairview and Candlewood, what's your favorite one and what do you think you're going to really attack?
I haven't played Fairview yet this year, but I do love it the times I've played there.
Yeah.
But I think just – being comfortable at Candlewood and knowing what I have to do on every hole because it's the home course. I think I'll probably attack more at Candlewood.
And just because you know it better, yeah.
And I know where I can attack and on what holes I can, and because I know which holes I'm good at and which holes I'm not.
Right. Fair,
I've played a lot, I haven't played there. I've only played there when I'm playing once or twice a year.
Right.
In scrambles. I played there mostly in scrambles. So it's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah. No, I kind of feel the same way. Obviously play Candlewood a lot. So a little more comfy there. But I love Fairview so much. And that's why it's a Masters course. Last question for me. What are your honest expectations and what is going to be a good Masters tournament, a good finish for you? What will you be happy to walk away with?
Expectations for me are, honestly, first, I'm going to go out there and have some fun.
Hell yeah. I like that.
Group of eight guys. And my expectations are, for myself, are to shoot two rounds under 100. And I'll call that a good tournament. And we'll see where the chips lie.
Yeah, I'd say if you do that, you'll be in pretty good shape. I think, I don't know, the number might be what, two or three under. So, I don't know. But anyway, John, you got anything else?
Oh, what's your current cap right now going into the weekend?
23.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So two rounds under 100 is going to put you in a really good position. So.
Very good position. Oh, yeah. You better believe that we're going to be doing our best to get in your head mentally. So we'll see how you do, Mark.
I'm-
Brian Hamilton, welcome to the Lefties Lounge. This is your first time, man, and I'm excited to have you on. What's up?
First time, long time.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's been a long time. You are, your fingerprints are all over this Connecticut Masters. You're the appointed rules official and a part of the board. So, I mean, the only real struggle you have is not having a jacket. You want to explain?
I'm a little camera shy.
Yeah, maybe a little camera shy, but you're doing great so far. So really, how's your game right now? I know this is a tough question, but how are you feeling going into this? What is it, your fifth Masters?
Well, going into this past weekend, confidence was an all-time low.
Yeah.
I did play well this weekend. We used a lot of me and Brett's drives, which was nice, but we had someone giving us some safe shots out there so we can just let it rip.
Yeah.
But I don't think that'll be the plan this weekend. Probably a little iron play more, I think, is may surprise some people out of me.
Okay.
May keep the big dog in check.
Oh, okay. I like the confidence. Yeah. Do you want to tell the people your best finish in the Masters?
Ooh, I think I finished top four every year. This is the first time that we've had more than four people. so I think that explains it. I think that explains enough of that.
Yeah, it's in jeopardy. next
I
question.
May fall out of the top four.
Yeah. So obviously we play Fairview and Candlewood. What's your favorite out of both of them?
You gotta love Fairview. Fairview's classic. It's a fun course. You know, it really gives you a nice hard on because it's a little easier. A little bit more, like, rewards aggressive play a little bit, which is nice. Couple drivable greens.
He went from camera shy to Howard Stern.
So
I agree with yeah. Fairview.
A lot of people have been saying Fairview more than Candlewood.
Well, Candlewood's the daily track, you know. I play there every Sunday, so it's always fun to play somewhere else.
Yeah. I guess the next being one of the board members and founding fathers, What does this tournament mean to you? How important would a win be to you?
Oh, that'd be a lifelong dream, as you will. And with my confidence right now, it still might be a lifelong dream.
Yeah. Until next year.
Yeah, of course. You know, there's four board members and half of them have a jacket. So it'd be an honor to be the third. You know, as long as I get it before Dave, that'd be very – I made his quit at that point. You don't have to edit that out. Let him hear it.
Yeah, no, it's not – we're not cutting any. Yeah, because you're dropping names.
And he's a potential favorite.
Yeah. But because we're dropping names, who are you least scared of going into this?
Ooh.
This is honesty hour, so you could say whatever you're feeling.
You know, it's no disrespect to him. But I'm least nervous about Shaw because he's a good player, but he hasn't played in 4 weeks.
Yes.
The last couple of times he played, he was a little all over the place. There's nothing against him. Love the kid. Mm-hmm. The kid can shoot low. He could certainly sneak up there and surprise us all. You know, he's a better golfer than me.
Yeah.
But the last few times I've seen him, he was a little shaky, and he's got to be a little rusty. I know he
4 weeks
last night. That is a long time. That's September.
Yeah. You know, and his scores, honestly, his scores leading up to it are pretty high.
Yeah. It's like I said, it's nothing against him, but you know, I hope the best for him. But you know, that'd be my vote on that.
So we'll go right into favorite. Who besides yourself to win, who do you think?
I'm not my favorite. Yeah. I'm only my mom's favorite. But you know, I always got to say Brett, three-time champion in a row. He's playing well. You know, last two scores, I think, you know, three scores are 80, 81, 81. He's consistent. Guy can scramble. I've never seen someone in so much trouble off the tee besides me, but he somehow gets out of it. I can't. He does. It's great.
Yeah. That's a good, I mean, respect, man. That's that's what it is.
Yeah.
So, Graphic, you got anything you want to add in before we get to the last question?
How are you feeling about your the tee time drawing, you playing with the new guy?
I love it. You know, I'm one of the few guys that know him, so I have no care there. I've known the kids since high school. We played baseball together. You know, he's going to balance out the weight in the cart, which is nice.
I love that.
The average weight will be about par with everyone else, so the speed should be there in the cart. So we won't be being left in the dust. You know, we may veer to the right a little bit, but it's all right. You know, I hope we got some, you know, air in the tires, but
we definitely have the best.
You know, I know Frank for a long time, so it's a good kid. You know,
that's great.
I think it's a good welcoming to the group.
Yes,
that's it.
Yeah, I'm glad that he's paired with you to start. you touched on it a little bit, but what have you thought about the first tee shot yet? Do you know what you're gonna hit?
So what are we looking at? We're looking at Fairview. Ooh, first hole.
So this guy hasn't even thought about it yet. So just now.
I haven't.
Well, the hole, when he mentioned the irons driver thing, I was like, oh, he's not hitting driver anywhere.
I got to check out the Leafs out there and see if they're suspect or not. You know, it's a little weird. I didn't hit the driver well at the range this weekend, but I hit it very well when we played. So I can't really, you know, bank on how I do at the range beforehand. So I don't know. Maybe I sneak a hybrid out there, roll it up. It's a hard green to reach anyways, and you want to just get within 100 yards, and I think a wedge play is the best play there.
So not worried about contact.
Well, I'm always worried about contact. It depends on the night before.
I like how you're getting in everybody's head right now, just like trying to just be like,
I'm just gauging. Yeah. I'm just gauging.
Maybe I should think about it.
I'm just gauging.
Oh my
God. I like to come in with an empty head. You know, I don't like to overthink things. Yeah. I like to you know, I played
ball.
My best rounds nice and hungover, coming off a blackout, you know. It's just
so Friday night will be fun.
You just got to make sure you set your alarm. That's all.
That's it, man. All right, so we'll get you out of here. What is your honest expectation? What will be a serviceable Masters for you for a finish?
Ooh, you know, top four is tradition, so that's good.
Yeah. Should I say like realistic?
Realistic. I feel like I should be able to reach middle of the pack, no problem.
I think so.
My handicap's a little low right now for what I've been playing at, so it's going to be hard for me to gain some, you know, a lot of ground. You know, I'm in a little tricky spot, I think. But you know, same could be said about Brett. So he
Anybody?
Has to have his, you know, and yours. Well, you've been consistent with your handicap over the years, so.
Yeah, for about 7 years. Didn't sting.
He's just been like a smooth 13. It's like you got it tattooed on your arm. So he was like, I can't improve and I can't get worse.
Exactly. It's my favorite number, so I'm just going to stay there. I'm a comfy 13, man. Comfy 13.
Yeah, you might as well. What's wrong with that?
Exactly. Well, all right, man. Well, thanks for coming on. And we'll see you probably Friday. Christopher Shaw, welcome to the Lefties Lounge. I can't believe it's taken us this long to get you on. Dare I say that you are one of the first listeners that I and John have ever had. You've been listening for a long time.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Appreciate that. And welcome to the Lefties Lounge, man.
You know, it's my first time on here. You know, I've been listening to you guys. It's been what, 4 months, 3 months?
Long time, man.
Long time.
You guys been podcasting? You know, I haven't really been following up with you guys, and I haven't listened to this past week one, but – so far, so good.
Awesome, man.
First time really calling in or being on a live feed.
Yeah, and obviously this is your first time in the Masters. I know there was we were pretty close to getting a foursome and then had to back out, so that was kind of tough for you. But going into your very first Masters, how's the game? Where are you feeling? Like, where are you at?
I said before, I'll try it again. It's absolute dog shit right now. So I don't have much confidence going into it, but you know, I'll give it a shot. Hopefully at the end, I'll be thanking my fierce some shitty fucking losing, but we'll see.
That's we've definitely gotten a mixed bag when it comes to that question. So you're not the only one that's not feeling the best. So yeah, going into the Masters, your first Masters, what does it mean to finally get in to it? I know it's been a long time coming.
You know, I've been asking, and I was kind of been hinting towards Hammy all season when he's been all liquored up if I was going to be playing. And I was asking if I was going to be getting the golden ticket. And he didn't really say anything. He's like, I got to talk to the committee, got to talk to the board. But, you know, I'm honored to be a part of it. Hopefully it continues that way, and I'll have such a shitty showing where I don't get invited next year.
Well, no, once you're invited, this is coming from the board. Once you're invited, you're in for life as long as you don't leave. So,
yeah, oh, I thought it was
this is no trial.
Maybe the second foursome.
We're in.
All right. This is no trial. This was handpicked. And honestly, it's taken me 4 years to get this. You know, this means a lot to me too to have everyone come in. So glad to have you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, we are. So obviously, we're playing Fairview and Candlewood. You're in the Candlewood League as well, just like many of us are. What's your favorite out of the two courses, though?
It'd be Fairview by far. I don't know if it's the repetitiveness of playing Candlewood every weekend.
Yeah.
You know, it's probably the change of pace playing Fairview. You know, my career low is at Fairview. It's a little more applicable to people that kind of spray the ball. But if you stay to the fairway, you're going to play well. You're going to score.
Yeah, it's true. A lot of people have been saying that too. I think, Kravick, everybody's kind of said they've had their lowest round there, which I have too. I have like a 76 there. Yep. Yeah. Frankie, Hammy, maybe. Yeah. Bunch of people have been saying that. So I think Fairview, the first day, it's going to be moving day right out the gate. So that's going to be awesome.
Yeah. So what's the pairings? I was at work when you guys were pulling the numbers and all that. And I didn't really see a follow up of who was carded with who and who was playing with who.
So, Kravick, why don't you take it? Because this is your boy.
It was a completely random drawing, but it's me and Dave are in one cart, and you and Mark are in another cart. So we're the first foursome that's going on.
All right.
So we'll play.
All right, so you're obviously the best player in the
group. So Shaw, it came down to you were either gonna play, you were either gonna be in the cart with me or Mark, and you got picked first. And I was just like, oh my god. He plays with him every fucking weekend.
Every weekend. and you know what? To be honest, Mark's never played well when he's played with me, so I'm okay with that. Okay. I'm okay with that.
Mark's mentally already in the wrong group. He's got you. He's got that. He's got playing with Dave.
Oh, my God. So I get this is a perfect segue into the person that least scares you. Like, who are you least scared of going into this Masters? Don't forget.
No, that'd be Hammy. I played with Hammy a bunch of times, and he's never had very good rounds. You guys were all busting his ball. I saw the points, who's going to score the top, and he wasn't up there.
Yeah, it's so true. And you're not.
I would like to say Brett, but Brett's not.
No, he's Brett's good. Brett's in the top of the list. He's in the cream. But a lot of people have said Hammy, and it is so damn funny. So kind of leading into this question, besides
is it a love hate with Hammy?
I don't know. I just feel like his confidence was pretty low a week ago, and he kind of voiced that. So I think he's got to talk to his PR.
I saw that look coming in.
Yeah. Yep. Something like that.
Also, Shaw, he highlights very much so that he's never finished better than fourth in a four-man tournament. So that is this tournament.
So funny.
Well, you know, this is his week.
Yeah.
This is his week.
So we did least scared of who, did we already go over beside yourself, who's going to win?
No.
So let's do that.
If I had to say anybody, you know, I've only played with Kraftwerk a couple of times, but you know, he's, you know, he was high school golf team. You know, I don't know if you followed much up after that, but his that lefty swing's a little nicer than yours, so I think he's got you.
Yo, easy.
That's easy. The answer today. Hold on a second.
You see this? Do you see this?
Fucking shot.
We'll cut.
My
that.
Swing
we'll
might cut be that. Worse, but I got a green jacket, okay?
Oh my god. Well, we got before the last question, Kraftwerk's got a little thing for you.
What club are you hitting on the first hole?
I'll be fucking definitely driver going for the green. You have to. It's downhill. You know, the fairway is probably going to be rough, firm. It's going to be cold overnight. It's going to run.
So we got two people. Just so you know, Shaw, two people in our group are driving the green. You and Dave.
Dave said the same thing. He said a baby draw onto the green.
I've never seen Dave hit a draw in his life. Ever.
Oh my god.
No fucking way.
Our group's going to be just fine.
Absolutely perfect rebuttal of that. So last question before we get out of here.
Little known fact.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Me and Dave are having a practice round on Thursday.
Oh, interesting.
He said something about that. Where are you guys playing?
Fairview.
Ha! You sons of bitches. You sons of bitches.
If you want to come, call it a work. Let's go.
Wow. Okay. I see you working.
Yeah.
I see you guys working. All right. So last question. This news is baffling to me. And you can both go fuck yourself. But what are your honest expectations and, like, what is going to be a good Masters for you? You can walk away this weekend and just be like, okay, I did okay for my first Masters.
You know, if I finish middle of the pack, you know, if I consistently shoot 10, 11, 12 over each round, I'll be happy. I don't have much confidence going into it. You know, it's going to see – I haven't even been to the range in about 3 weeks. So it's – you know, didn't shoot well the weeks prior to not taking a leave of absence from golf. But, you know, we'll see how it feels this week. We'll see how it feels on Thursday. If I don't swing on my ass, hopefully I'll be able to come top four.
There you go. You heard it here first, folks.
I don't expect to win it at any cost.
Everybody.
No, fuck Brad. I don't want to see him win.
Let's go.
No, he's been calling me the cunt cop the last 2 weeks, so fuck him.
Oh boy, is it now? It's getting personal. That's fucked up. That's a bad.
I don't give a shit.
It's a bad Brett.
It's Brett.
Yeah, that's gonna be your brother-in-law, maybe.
Bad Brett. Don't do that. Don't dare.
All right, man. Well, thanks for coming on. We're gonna end it there, and we'll see you this weekend, man.
All right, guys, hope you guys enjoyed those interviews as much as we did actually doing the interviews. Had such a blast. That last one with Shaw had a little bit of audio issues, but hope you got through it, and because he had a lot of good things to say too. Just it was so much fun to do it, and I think it got everybody a little hype for this weekend. So now on to the bold takes, and this is the last segment before we go out there and we battle each other. So we're friends until the end of this, and then once this is over, it's on, man.
And this is exactly where we want to leave the competitors as well. So all you guys, we are glad you're listening. And here's our take on the
2020. Yeah, some could be good, some could be bad. These are just hot
takes. They're just hot takes. The only criteria is that they're bold.
They're bold.
All right, so I'm going to start off with number one. You ready?
Yes.
The Brian Hamilton wins the Masters.
Oh, my God.
You have to start off with a bang.
That's the boldest one. And I'm actually going to piggyback, and I had it as a bold. Yours is way bolder than mine. But I said that he's going to break his third place record. So he was at least coming in first or second. So, but I'm going to go. I say we go with you and just say Hammy outright win. Whoever bets on him is going to win a ton of fucking money.
we are in the hunt for a 46 long jacket right now. Green, if you
That's
have
it.
One.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Number two. Who do you have?
It's kind of a field thing. Only one of the OG four is going to make it in the Sunday featured group.
Wow. So one of you, Dave.
Brett, past and champion.
And past champion and most likely future champion, Brian Hamilton.
That's it. That's it.
So one I think, of you makes the last group on Sunday.
Yeah. So basically like only one of us shoots well on Saturday is what I'm saying.
I like it.
Yeah.
All right, we'll keep with the field theme. My next one is only two guys break 90 on Sunday at Candlewood. Only two guys.
Wow. Did you pick the two guys?
I did not pick the two guys. That's let the field decide.
Break 90. Who could it be? I would say Brett will probably break 90. And you're probably going to break 90.
So you knew who my two guys were?
Yeah, I think I know who your new guy is. Obviously, I think there's going to be three, but who cares?
At least.
So this is a bold take, okay? And I'm hoping that it happens. Our very own producer, Mr. Frankie O'Brien,
Deuce,
with a driver, is going to pipe one down the middle of the fairway on one of Fairview.
On hole one, tee box one?
Hole one, tee box one. He's going to just absolutely rip one down the middle of the fairway. Despite his head case woes that you might have heard of in the interviews. So I'm praying for you, Frankie.
I love that. All right, we'll go with another true underdog story like Frankie finding the fairway on one. We're going to go. This is super bold. Mark Lyon leads the tournament in birdies after two days.
That's bold.
True birdies, natural birdies.
True birdies.
Not
even net birdies. If he does that, he's going to lead in net birdies too, I bet.
If he does that, he probably win in the tournament.
He's probably winning the tournament. So,
Mark, I got some mojo going your way.
Wow. Okay. We are on – these have all been really positive, except – yeah.
Oh, we can go negative. I think my next three go negative. I wanted to start on a good.
Okay,
because
this one here, I only have two more, but Shaw breaks 85 in his first round back from 4 weeks of not playing and three previous rounds of 90s.
90 and 100 in there.
And 100 in there. I say he's going to break 85 the first round
out. Wow, that's pretty bold after a four-week hiatus.
Yeah, yep. So that's – it's possible, but it's bold.
And we did get confirmation of the pictures of his arms that he talks about in the interview, and they're
yes.
bad.
We'll have Frankie cut that into this video right now.
Yeah, right. All right, let's go negative. This actually coincides with my last one a little bit, but potentially not. The Lyons brothers combined don't shoot around under 100 for the entire tournament.
Yeah. That's a bold. I like that one more.
Now I'm actually starting to think, is that not bold enough?
Ooh, under 105?
No. It's 100. We're keeping it.
Yeah, for sure. You go, because I only got one more
so,
for you.
Yeah, I got another negative. This is easily the boldest takes of all of our takes.
Okay.
Brett Thompson finishes last this year.
Wow. wouldn't that be a treat?
I don't know how the field would feel about it, but
I know exactly how the field would feel about it.
If you haven't if you weren't able to gauge from the previous interviews.
Christmas come early.
Yeah.
All right. So I have one for you and I know you have one for me. So John Krafik. In one of the rounds, either at Fairview or Candlewood, one of the rounds you're going to have over 40 putts with Sheena.
Oh, freaky. Sheena, close your
With
ears.
Sheena, yeah. I know she's sleeping, so she didn't hear.
She's sleeping. She didn't hear that. Over 40 putts. That's
over 40 putts.
God, I hope you're wrong.
It's a bold take. Yeah. I don't even want to hear it.
Are you ready for this?
I don't know, man.
It's not too bad, but it's pretty bad.
You're not getting into the steel trap.
All right. Bold take. Or is it? Ronnie finishes last out of the four OGs.
Okay.
Brett, Hammy, and Dave, they all beat your ass.
Okay. I can take that, but it ain't going to happen.
Hey, so actually what we're going to do is we're going to document all of these bold takes.
Yes.
I have six of them. You have five. So maybe actually we'll let you think of one and throw one into rotation so we each have six. And then if one of these hits, somebody's going to win something.
Okay.
We'll figure that out. We'll finalize it. We'll let everybody know on the Instagram. We'll definitely let the guys in the group chat know first. Maybe we'll put it up to the group chat.
Oh yeah, I like that.
We'll sleep on it.
We'll put that out. Yeah, we'll put that out to them right now, and maybe we'll sleep on it and then see what we can come up with. All right, man. Well, that's it, and we're not friends anymore after this.
Next time you hear our voices, somebody's gonna be a champion, or somebody's gonna be a Masters champion.
Somebody's gonna be real pissed, and somebody's gonna be real happy.
Well, hopefully.
Yeah.
On this Zoom specifically.
Exactly.
All right, let's do it.
Later.